Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you.
He's running to the book of the week. What is it this week, Tim?
Well, this week I've got a juicy spy novel.
Ooh, a spy novel. Righto, we've gone from trotting around Tasmania last week, and before that we had a crime novel. Now we really get into it this week. What's the title?
This one is called The Partisan by Patrick Worrell.
Mm-hmm.
And just released today, but I had a chance to read a proof copy that the publisher left with me about 4 weeks ago or so. This is a really interesting little spy novel set in the period of the late 1960s, early 1970s. And it's got a couple of central characters, one of whom is a Lithuanian partisan who did all kinds of interesting activities, killing Germans and Russians in Lithuania during the Second World War. After the Second World War, she escapes to the West, and how would we describe it? She becomes a paid assassin, doing a lot of work for the Israeli intelligence service, bumping off Nazi party members who had managed to escape and take up anonymity in a range of countries. The other character in this is a chess-playing prodigy. Well, two, actually. There's one from behind the Russian curtain, a Russian chess player, young, and there's a young English teenager who's, again, a chess prodigy. Their paths cross at a combined European chess championship. But all of their little individual roles are linked up together, and progressively the web becomes more and more entangled, and to the end where the lady who's the paid assassin she's working very, very hard to get closer and closer to a Russian who has, after the war, has climbed the ladder into a very high position of power in the KGB. And she wants to assassinate him for things that he did in Lithuania during the Second World War. And all of these little plot lines come together in a very interesting way in Spain, where all kinds of mayhem take place. And I don't know that you'd get away with it these days, but it makes for good reading. And it has a relatively happy ending. The baddies come to their fitting end, and the goodies get away to live another day kind of thing.
I'm not really into my spy movies or books, but I did manage to catch one on Netflix here a few months ago, or going back a few months ago. I cannot for the life of me remember the name of it. It was called The Briefcase or The Package or the something. So I can understand how this one, The Partisan, would be quite gripping to read.
Yeah, it is gripping. And it's also interesting, if you know a little bit of the history of the Second World War, and particularly the horrible things that happened in the Baltic states, it does make for interesting reading. And the central character, she is a really interesting character as to what, when circumstances require it, some people can do. And through the story, she's balancing this part of her that is almost, you know, bordering on psychopathic, to her other persona that is someone who is caring and does have a philosophical view as to what she's doing and why she's doing it, and is doing her best to try and balance the two. So there's that little bit of conscience coming out there as well. Yeah.
Well.
It's a really entertaining read, and I think people would enjoy it.
The Partisan, Patrick Worrell. It's out now at all good bookstores and Devonport Bookshop. Tim Gott, thank you very much for that, the Sabo. Appreciate your time as usual, and it was The Courier, by the way, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sounds like a very good movie with that leading actor.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Lee.